Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the seventh topic of Parshas Re'eh, which will tell us about a meisis u'mediach, if someone entices somebody else to be over avodah zarah. Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Zayin. Ki yesisecho, ochicho venimecho, oivincho, oivitecho, oyeshes chikecho. Oy reacho, asher kenafshecho, basis alimoyr, neilecho, venavdo Elohim achirim, asher lo yodato atov avoisecho.
The word yisisecho means to entice. If one of the following people entice you to be oved avodah zarah, whether it be a brother that you share a father, or a brother that you share a mother, your son, your daughter, or your wife who lies between your arms, or reacho asher kenafshecho, l'chera the poshup shat, a close friend. Rashi darshins from the word asher kenafshecho, it's referring to a father. And this enticement is usually done baseiser, in hiding. And what are they coming to entice you, leimoil? Neilecho venavde Elohim acherim, let us go worship gods that others turned them into God. Asher lo yodato, you never knew about them, neither you or your father. Says Rashi, ki esisecho einasoso elo girui. Esisecho means to entice. Shenemar im Hashem esischo bi. Shemashioi lasois kein. You entice and convince somebody to do something. Ochicho is me'av, you share a father. Benimecho is a brother from the me'aim. Chekecho ashicheves bechekecho. She lies between your arms. Umechukaboch. She is attached to you. Bechein umechek ha'oretz, which is referring to the Mizbeach in Yechezkel, the Mizbeach of Baishlishi, mi yesoid atokua ba'oretz. It comes up out of the yesoid, out of the yesoid of the Mizbeach, which is attached to the ground. Asher kenav shecho, Rashi darshin zeo vicho. Pirish lecho akosu v'sachavivin lecho. This whole list of people that are close to you, people that you love, you have a relationship with. Kavochoy malacherim. Surely if somebody else entices you, surely you should not listen to him. That's the normal thing. Usually if somebody tries to entice and convince somebody to be Eved Avodah Zarah, he'll be doing it in a hiding. But that's not only there is the din that is Chayav Misa, as we're about to see. Even if he did it publicly, the same din would apply. Shlomo Melech is talking about somebody convincing somebody else to do an Aver. This is a great disgrace for you. That to be oved avodah zarah, that neither you or your ancestors ever heard about. Even goyim eino manichim ashemosun avoseihem. They don't leave the avodah zarah as they were handed down from their ancestors. What's the Mesis saying? Leave what your ancestors have brought down to you, namely avodas Hashem, and be oved avodah zarah. Even goyim don't do that. Posuk ches me Elohei ho'amim asher slivo yisichem hakirovim eilecho oy ho'chokim mimeko miktzei ha'oretz v'al ketzei ha'oretz. And he tries to entice and convince you to be Eved Avodah Zarah from the gods of the other nations that surround you, whether they're close to you or whether they're far from you. The ones that are close to you, you know they're worthless. Take a lesson from that. Just like they're worthless, the further ones are also the same worthless. Miktzei ha'oretz v'atktzei ha'oretz, I would have said it's referring to Elohei ha'amim, ha'koyvim v'ha'choykim, from one edge of the earth to the other. But Rashi says, no, that's all included in Akrivim Ilecho Ohir Choyki. Rather, Mekzei Oretz V'Akzei Oretz is referring to the luminaries in the sky that travel from one edge of the earth to the other edge of the earth, namely the sun and the moon and the stars. Says Rashi, Akrivim Ilecho Ohir Choyki. Lo porat Akrivim Ohir Choyki. Why the detail? From the nature of the close avodah zarah, you could learn what the further avodah zarah are. Kishem shein mamash b'kroivim, kachin mamash b'rechoikim. It's all the same. Miktzei ha'oretz, zuchamo ulevono utzva ha'shamayim, shein mehalchim yisef ha'oilo v'atsoifoi. They travel.
Pozuktes loisei ve eloi, veloisei shma'ilov, veloisei chois aynecho olov, veloisei achmoil, veloisei chase olov.
Do not want him or love him, and when he's begging for his life, do not listen to him. Your eyes should not pity him, and do not have any mercy on him, and don't try to cover up for him.
Says Rashi, loy soive loy, loy tehi toev loy.
Toev means to want, a strong wanting, loy te'ehovenu.
That's by every yid.
Eze loy toihav. This yid do not love.
When he's begging for his life to forgive him.
You're supposed to help a yid in trouble.
This yid do not help.
You're not allowed to watch a fellow Jew dying and not save him.
On this Jew do not have any pity.
Don't look for his chusim on this Mesis Mediach.
If you know something negative about him, you're not allowed to keep quiet.
Pozuk Yud, ki aruig tahargenu yodecho, tiye boi vorishoino lamisoi, v'yad kol hom bo'acharoino.
Rather, you should kill him. Rashi will say what a double lashon of killing is coming to teach us.
Yodcho tiye boi vorishoino, the one who has to kill him, is the one who was nisas, the one he tried to entice.
And if not him, then yad kol hom bo'acharoino, everyone else.
Says Rashi, Horik Targenu, Im Yotso mi Bezdin Zakai, Hachzireyu Lechoivo.
Even if he went out of Bezdin Paskin, that is not Chayiv Misa. But then we have new evidence that says he is Chayiv Misa, bring him back and midan him again.
Yotso mi Bezdin Chayiv, and if he came out that he is Chayiv, and then someone says, well, I have something to say that maybe Malam Tzchus on him,
Al Tachzireyu Lechus, don't bring him back if somebody says I have new evidence to make him Zakai.
If that didn't work,
And why is he chayev skila? Because he wanted to push you away from Hashem. Hashem, the one who took you out of Mitzrayim, from the house of slavery.
And the rest of Klal Yisrael, when they hear this, they will fear the consequences of what happens to such people. And no one will dare ever do such a terrible thing again among you.
Ad kan the seventh topic of Meisis u'Mediach. On to the eighth topic, Irani Dachas.
Ki sishma be'achas orecho asher adoinoi aloihecho noiseinecho losheves shom leimoir.
When you will hear regarding one of your cities that Hashem is giving you to dwell, you heard about that city as follows.
Yotzeu anoshim bnei v'liyal mikirbecho v'yadichu es yoshvei rom limur neilecho v'navdo Elohim achirim asher lo yedatem.
Men without the yoke of heaven, people without an oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on them, came out from within the city, and they pushed away the city. They convinced them to be oivad avodah zarah, and they told them neilecho, let us go v'navdo Elohim achirim asher lo yedatem.
This is one was not the lashon they used. This is the Torah saying that whatever Avodah Zarah they said that let's worship is Elohim Acherim, Elohim that other made them into gods. Ashalo yadatem, you never heard of them.
Says Rashi, Posegud Gimel Losheves Shom. Prat Yerushalayim Shneilit Lo Ladiro. The din of Ira Nidachas is only in the rest of the cities in Eretz Yisrael, not in Yerushalayim. And that is learned out of the word Loshevesham, to dwell there. Rashi here is going with Manda Omar that Yerushalayim loy nischal kol shvotim. It was not divided among the shvotim, and therefore it's not meant for any specific shevet to dwell in there. I'm not sure how this fits with Rashi above, Perikud Beis, in the Posigud Dalid, Ba'achat Shvotecho,
that he says the Beis HaMikdash was Bechelke Shel Binyamin. Here he seems to go with the man de Omar, Loi Nischalke Yerushalayim Leshvotim. Kisishma Leimoir. Umrim came, people are saying that Yotsu Anoshim Bnei Blial. What does Blial mean? Bli oil. Shepelku Uloi Shel Mokim. They took the yoke of Hashem from their necks. Anoshim Veloi Noshim. Yoishvei Irom Velo Yoishvei Racheres. It has to be that the Medichim came from within that city. It's got to be men, not women. It's got to be from the inhabitants of that city. You must investigate, interrogate, and ask a lot of questions, get the facts clear. And if after all that turns out that it is true, what they said, that such a disgusting thing was done among you. From this popsukim and others, as Rashi will tell us, we do not sheva hakirois miribui amikro. There are seven questions regarding the time and place. And what are they? Number one, Be'ezer Shavua, which Shemitah of the seven Shemitahs of Yovel? Number two, which year of that Shemitah? Number three, what month? Number four, what date of the month? Number five, what day of the week? And number six, what hour of the day? Six questions regarding to do with time. And the seventh question, that's a hakira, and what was the location? Where was it? And where do we learn at seven? Says Rashi, Kan yesh sholosh. In our pasuk, we have three hakirois. Drisha, v'hakira, v'heitev. That's three. Sha'alto, says Rashi, Eina min aminyan, u'memenu lomdu b'dikois. Another type of question is b'dikois is things that don't have to do with the time and the location. Rather, for instance, what clothing was he wearing, etc. Those type of questions. So the Dorshu Heitev, that's another two. Again, another two. We put all three psukim together. Our pasuk and the two other psukim that Rashi brought. The word Heitev bridges them together. Whatever is written over here, apply it to all over the place, all over. And therefore we have a total of seven chakiros. Pozuk de Zayin hakei sake es yoi sheve yoi rahin lefi chorev acharei moiso vez kol asher bo vez bemto lefi chorev. The entire city is chayev misa. What misa? Misa's saif. Means to cut off their heads. But if you cannot kill them with that misa, double loshen hakei sake, kill them with whatever misa you can kill them. All the inhabitants of the city, destroy them completely, the people and all everything inside the city, including the animals, have to kill everything. Says Rashi, Akeisake, Imein Choyochel, Amisim, Amisa, Ksuv Bohem, which is Saif, Amisim Be'acheres, whatever you can. Posu Gud Zayin, Ves Kol Shalalo, Tikbo, Izel Toich Rechoivo, Vesorav Tovo, Sheso Ir, Ves Kol Shalalo, Kolin Lalado, Inoyalo, Yehecho, and all the loot of the city you should gather into the town square, and you should burn with the fire the entire city and all the loot completely for Hashem, namely l'shem Hashem. The city will be an eternal ruin. You may not ever build it again. Says Rashi, Hashem Elokecha, what does it mean to burn it for Hashem? Lishmoi ubishviloi. For the sake of Hashem. Posuk Yudches v'lo yidbak biyodechom umo min acherem lema'an yoshuv adoinoi micharoin apoi v'nosan lecho rachamim v'richamcho v'irbecho kasher nishba l'avoisecho. None of the items meant to be destroyed should stick to your hand. Namely, it's also to take anything from the city. Going back on Hake Sake in the previous pasuk, why should you kill out the entire city? In order that Hashem's anger should return, should subside. And then Hashem will give you rachamim. The Rachaim HaKodosh explains, what does it mean to give you rachamim? One may think after such a psak din, we're killing out so many people, killing out a whole city, that may bring into you the midah of achzorius, the midah of cruelty, after you kill so many people. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nosa lecho rachamim. Hashem will give you back the rachamim that this cruel act may give you. V'richamcho v'ribecha, Hashem will have rachmanis on you, and He will make you multiply as He has sworn to your ancestors. Says Rashi, V'man yoshuv Hashem, Musav al hakei sake. This is going back on Pozuk design. Mecharoin apoy, shekol zman she'avidah z'kichom bo'olam, charoin af bo'olam. So long as there's avidah z'or in the world, Hashem's anger is in the world. Posuk Yutes, ki sishma bekoil adoino yeloyecho lishmoyres kol mitzvoy sov asher onechim etzavecho hayoim lasois hayashor beinei adoino yeloyecho. And when will you do the above? When you want to listen to Hashem and to keep all of His mitzvahs that I am commanding you today to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem, then you will do what I told you. And if the zera nidachas, you will kill them out. Adkan, the eighth topic of Parshas Re'ei, Ira Nidachas. On to the ninth topic. Boni matem l'Hashem Elokeichem, and therefore loitis goydedu, do not scratch yourselves on a mace, and do not tear out your hair when mourning on a mace. Perek Yudalet, Posuk Aleph. Boni matem l'Adoino Elokeichem, loitis goydedu, lois osimu kocho bein aineichem lo meis. Being that you are the children of Hashem, and therefore it's not befitting that when a mace dies that you should scratch yourself and make yourself bleed. It doesn't pass for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children to do such things. And do not tear out the hairs from on top of your head in between your eyes where you put on the tefillin. And Rashi learns out you can't tear any hair from all over the head when mourning over a mace. Says Rashi, loitis goydedu loititnu gedido v'seret, means to scratch b'v'salchem, al meis, keder shamurim oisim, that's what the goyim used to do. V'v'ishatem bonov shel mokoim, being that you're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'atem ra'uim liyos noim v'loi gedudim u'mekuroch. Princesses have to look nice, not scratched up and with their hair is ripped out. Bein einichem itzel apadachas, by the forehead on top. You can't tear out hairs from anywhere on the head. The entire head is a din of the bein einayim. You can't tear out any hairs on the head. And the reason I'm telling you not to do this is because you are a holy nation to Hashem. And this holiness didn't start from you. It goes all the way to your ancestors. That's where it began. And besides for that, Hashem has chosen you to be His special nation from all the other nations all over the earth. Says Rashi, Kiam Kodesh Ato, Kedushas Atzmecho, Me'avisecho, Ve'oid Uvecho, Bochar Hashem. It's interesting to note, there's almost an identical posuk, tower posuk, at the end of Parshas Vayeschanan, Perek Zayin posuk Vov, with two differences. Over here it says Uvecho Bochar Hashem, and there it says Becho Bochar Hashem without the Vov, and over here it says Becho Bochar Hashem without the word Elokecho, and above it says Becho Bochar Hashem Elokecho. But other than that, psukim are identical. Over there is given as a reason why you shouldn't marry into the goyim, and over here is being given as a reason why you should not do gedido and koch al ameis, like Rashi says, kederech shehem moiriyim oisim. Ad kan the ninth topic, bonim atav al Hashem alokeichem loitis goided. On to the tenth topic, macholos asurois, what foods we are not allowed to eat, and what are the kosher animals, fish and birds. Posuk gemal aloyusichal kol toyevo. Do not eat anything disgusting. And what disgusting thing is this referring to? It says Rashi, kol tu'evo kol shati avti l'cho. Anything that I made disgusting for you to do, if you did it, you may not eat it. Kegoin, for instance, tzoram oizen b'choyer g'day l'shoich toy b'medino. We know that a b'choyer b'hema t'hoiro must be given to the kohen and he has to bring it as a korban. What happens if it has a mum? If it got a mum, then the kohen could eat it wherever he wants. So, a kohen may be tempted to make a muminit in order to avoid having to bring it as a korban. And that is tsogam uizen mechoil. You cut the ear of a bechoil, which makes him into a bal mumin, kidei, in order to shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's something that I forbade you to do. As the pasuk says, kol mum lo yihye boy. You're not allowed to make a mum in a kochim animal. What our pasuk is teaching us, if you did that, you made a mum to try to eat it outside the Beis HaMikdash, not as a korban, you may not eat it. That is called a toyeva. Another example, bishel bosa b'chola. A person cooked meat and milk together. That's also to do. As we say, as the pasuk says, and over here, he's a kan alachilosa. Here the Torah tells you, you may not eat what I forbade you to cook. This is another way we learn out the isser alachila bosa b'cholav. Another place that we learn, because it said lo yisevashal gdiba chalev imoy three times. One is for isser achila, hanoe, and bishul. Pozug dale de zois habeima shalto ichelu shoyo seiches avim vesei izim. Ayolu tzvi v'yachmu v'akoy v'dishoynus oy v'zomer. And the following is the list of animals that you may eat. Now sometimes the Torah has a word behema and chayo. In that case, behema would be domesticated animals, and achaya is non-domesticated animals. But when the Torah says just behema, behema could often include chayos, as over here. The title is Zois HaBehema Asher Techeilu, and then it gives you a list of first the domesticated animals, Shoir, the ox family, Seichavosim Veseizim, the sheep and goat family, and it continues on with the non-domesticated animals. An ayol is a gazelle, a tzvi is a deer, a yachmu is an antelope, an akko is an ibex, a dishon is a chamois, a se'oi is a bison, and a zomer is a giraffe. So translates Rabbi Kaplan. Says Rashi, Zois ha-behemo, v'goymer ayolu tzvi v'yachmu. Lomadnu shachay v'chlal behemo. This teaches us that non-domesticated animals could be included in the word behemo. And velomadnu shebehemo vechayot meyo merubo minatoiro. From the fact that the Torah tells you there are 10 animals that you could eat, that means most animals you can't. Shebechol mokim porat is amut. The Torah always lists the lesser amount, and that's why we'll see by the birds the Torah listed the non-kosher birds because there are more kosher birds than non-kosher birds. Mashenken by animals, the Torah listed the kosher animals, because there are more non-kosher animals than kosher animals. The akoi mutugom yalo yale sela, which is an ibex. Usoi is turbolo. The word turbolo is made up of two words. Turbolo. Tur ayal, which is a wild ox. Tur is an ox, ayal is wild. Bolo means yal in the forest. Bolo shenacham. Posuk vav v'chol behema mafreses palso v'shoisas shesa sh'teif rosois ma'alas giro behema oiso t'ichelu. And any animal that its hooves are split and split completely, these two words mafreses palso, although they sound similar, they're completely different words. The word palso means a hoof, mafreses means split. But v'shusa shesa shtei pros is completely split. There are certain animals, like a camel, for instance, that it's split in front, but it's not split all the way to the back. Says the Torah, no, it's not enough. It's got to be shusa shesa shtei pros, two hooves completely. And malas geiro babehemo, an animal that chews its cud, namely it swallows, it goes down to one and two stomachs, then the animal brings it back up again. What it brings up is called geira, its cud, and then it swallows it again. If it has these two signs, those are the animals you're allowed to eat. Mafreses sduko, kedargumo, it's split. Palso is the hoof. V'sheisash chaluko b'shtei tziponayim. The material of a hoof is made out of a nail-like material, and it's cut into two. Sheish duko ve'eino chaluko b'tziponayim ve'itmeo. There are things, like in a camel, for instance, that it's partially split, but not completely. And that's tummy. Ba behemo, Rashi's making a drush over here. Babehemo. Mashma mashanimza babehemo echoil. And if an animal was found, an embryo was found inside another animal, when you shechted it, you're allowed to eat it without shechita. An embryo is mutter with the shechita of its mother. It doesn't need its own shechita. What is Pasuk Vav being mechadesh to us after the Torah gave us the list, the all-inclusive list of the 10 only animals that we're allowed to eat? So what is the point of Pasuk Vav other than telling me the common denominator between all these 10 animals, that is Mafris Paso and Malas Gero? Any idea? Posuk Zayin Aches Zeh Lo Yisaychulu Mimaali Agiro Umimafrisei Aparson Ashesu'o Es Hagomol Ves Ho'ar Neves Ves Ashofon Ki Maali Agiro Heimo Ufarso Lo Yifrisu Tmeim Heim Lochem. And the following four animals you may not eat. I'm sorry, the following five animals you may not eat. Four of them, because although they're male gero, but they're not mafris palsa. And the last one, although it's mafris palsa, but it's not male gero. Those that have one or the other. So here we have a list of four animals that are male gero, but not mafris palsa. Number one, hashesu'a. Rashi says it's a type of animal that has two backs and two backbones, and it looks like it's split. That's what this word shesua means, as we saw in the previous pasuk. Over there, it's talking about a split hoof. Here, it's talking about that the back looks split. That's number one. Es hagomol, a camel, ves al neves, a rabbit, ves hashovon, a hare. Ki male geiro heimo, these animals are male geiro, they chew their cud, but ufaso lo yifrisu. Their hooves are not split, and therefore tmeim heim lochem. And the fifth animal, namely of this list that has one without the other, v'hezachazil, a pig, kimafris palso hu v'loy geiro. His hooves are split, but it's not male geiro, and therefore tmeim lochem. Mi besorom lo yisichelu, you may not eat their meat. Uvenivlosom lo yisigo. And when they die, their nevela, their carcass, is metame, and you may not touch it and become tame. Why is there an issue to become tame? Says Rashi, we're talking about an Yom Tif. An Yom Tif, when you have to go to the Aliyah L'Regel, you have to eat kochim, there's an issue to become tame. Says Rashi, Hashesua, Bel Yohin Shiesh Lo Shnei Gabin, Ushtei Shedrois, two backs and two backbones. Omer Rabbi Seinu, Lomo Nishnu, why was this whole Isser of Macholes Asurois repeated again? We had it above in Parsha Shmini. And Vatashi, Babehemo, this list of behemoths was repeated. Mipnei Hashesua, this added list of Shesua, this new type of animal. Uvoivoid Mipnei Harosh, Loinemo B'Tei Haskani, was not said in Tei Haskani, that's what Chazal referred to, what we call Sefer Vayikro. Uvenivlosam Loisigo, Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, Rashi is bothered by, since when is there an issue to become Tomei? Says Rashi, Rabbi Seinu Pirshu Boregel, An Yom Tov, Shodom Chayiv L'Tahor Atzmo Boregel, in order to Aliyah L'Regel, to eat kochim, come to the Beis HaMikdash. Yochel Yumuzori M'chol HaShono, you may think that there's an issue to become Tomei. Tamud Loimar, Emor Ela Kohanim B'nei Aroi, by Tumas Meis, which is more Chomer, only Kohanim are Osur, Yisraelim are Motor. And if that's the case, we have a Kavochim. Uma Tumas Meis Chamuro, Kohanim muzorim, vein Yisrael muzorim, tumas nevelo kalo lo kol shekein, a nevelo which is a lighter level tumo. Surely, even the Kohanim are not muzor, surely Yisrael should not be muzor. Must be, we're talking about borega. Adkan, the animal family. Now on to the sea creature families. Es ze toyechelu mikoyin asher bamoyim, mikoyin asher lois, napir vekaskeses toyechelu. The following is what you could eat from the sea creatures. Anything that has fins and scales, that's what you're allowed to eat. But any sea creature that does not have fins or scales, fins and scales, you may not eat. And it is tome lochem, not that a dead fish is metame, rather this tome means machalos asuros, you may not eat it. Onto the bird family. you're allowed to eat any kosher bird. What is the kolbi malbe lehatir meshulacha sheba metzoiro? Metzoiro to be metayra metzoiro, you need two birds. One of them is shechted, and the other one is sent out. Once it's sent out, you're allowed to eat it. Posuk yudbeis. And now the Torah will give us a list of the birds that are not kosher. Anything not on the on this list is kosher. I can't translate all of these birds. I'll tell you the ones that I know. Haneshev is known as the eagle. Posuk yud gimel v'ho'oves ho'ayov adayol lemino. Rashi says that all these three are the same bird, three names for the same bird, a type of vulture. Says Rashi, he ro'o, he ayo, he dayo. V'lomo nikro shmo ro, sheroya b'yoisel, because it sees very well. V'lomo yizira b'chol shmo yisel, how come the Torah has to refer to the same bird with three names? Shalilitoine pischoin pel, baldin lachloik, so nobody should come to argue. Shaloye ha'oisro, koiro yisro ro, the one that answers the bird, he'll call it ro. No, that's not a ro, that's a dayoshmo, oy ayoshmo. V'zulo esarakosu, says the Torah, whatever you want to call it. A ro, an ayo, a dayo, they're all osu. Uba'oifois, poralachat mein. By oifois, the Torah lists the oifois tmein, those that are not kosher birds. Lelamei deho oifois tehoiri miruba malat mein. There are more kosher birds than non-kosher birds. Lefiro porat asamuot. The Torah always lists the lesser amount. Like Rashi said above, by the behemo tehoiro. All types of ravens or crows. Bas hayano is an ostrich. Tachmos and shochav, I'm not sure. And anetz is a type of hawk. Ezakuis vez hayanshuf ve'atin shomes. A kois and a yanshuf are different types of owls. And a tinshemes is a bat. Although b'loshon Chazal, an atalef is a bat, but b'loshon Torah, Rashi says tinshemes is what we call a bat. Rashi says a sholoch is shoyle dogim en hayam. It dives into the ocean and it scoops out fish from there. A chasida is a stork, a nofo is a heron, a duchifaz is a hupu, and a talif, I'm not sure what it is. It says Rashi, atin chomez, kalba shuri, it says it means a bat, sholoch is shoyle dogmen ayam. Duchifaz utarno gulabal, a wild rooster, ubalaz horufo, a karbaltoi kfulo. The crown that it has on top of its head, it has like a double crown. Posuk yutet v'choyim l'sheretz ha'oif tomei hulochem lo yeyocheilu. Although by birds the rule is only the non-kosher birds were listed. If you're not on the list, so you're a kosher bird, says the posuk. But that doesn't apply to flying insects. And flying insects are not included in that rule. Here's the opposite. All flying insects are not kosher and may not be eaten. Says Rashi, sheretz ha'oif heim anemuchim. They're short and they look like they're crawling when they're walking. They're going zvuvim, flies, utsroim, hornets, v'chagovim tmeim, non-kosher grasshoppers. We saw in Parshas Shmini, there are certain grasshoppers that are kosher. But the non-kosher grappers are underneath the category of sheretz ha'oiv, hem kruim sheretz. Posuk chof kol oiv tohoyo toicheilu. All kosher birds you may eat. What is this coming to tell us? Says Rashi, it's telling us eat kosher birds and not tome birds. We have a loisa say already that you may not eat non-kosher birds. We had a posuk good base. So what do we need this for? It's also on a say, namely, if a person ate a non-kosher bird, besides being over a loisa say, he was over an say also. V'chein bebehema. It says in Posuk Vov, Oiso Teichelu. We know already you can't eat non-kosher animals. To tell you, V'loi behemot meyo. V'lava bo mechlal asei, asei. Lava aleyem ba asei, V'lois asei. Oiver two, both an asei and a lois asei.
Pozuk chofalev, lo yisoy chaluchol nevelo, lagir asher bishorecho, titeneno v'acholo, oy mochoir lenochri, ki am kodosh ato, ladoino yaloy hecho, lo yisoy vashel gedi, bachalev imoy.
Do not eat a nevelo. A nevelo means any animal or bird that was not shechted properly. Either you didn't even attempt to shecht it, it just died, or even if you attempted to shecht it, but the shechita was not kosher. Either something wrong with the knife, or you didn't shecht it in the right place. That's all included in the nevelo. You may not eat it. Rather, what should you do with it? You have two options. Either give it to a geir toshav. A geir toshav is a goy that's makabel not to be eved avodah zarah. Or you could sell it to a goy, but you may not eat it because you are a holy nation to Hashem. And another iser, you may not cook a goat in its mother's milk. The iser of bishul bosa b'cholov. A goat is just an example. Chazal tell us it also includes sheep and cattle. And its mother's milk is also lavdavka, and it cannot be cooked in any milk. Says Rashi lager asher b'shorecho. Not referring to a ger tzedek, he's just as Jewish as you are. Rather ger toshav, shekibel olov shaloi lav david ezore, but v'oichal neveilois. Ki am kodesh atol Hashem. What is this nesinas tam coming to tell me? Kadesh es atzmecho b'mutol lecho. Sanctify yourself in things that are be'etzem mutter for you. Dvorim amutorim ma'achirim no'agim bohem isur al tatirem ifneim. Even things that are me'ikar adin mutter, but other people have a minig to answer it, don't be matter it in front of them. Lo yisav ashel gdi, sholosh pa'omim, it says it. Once in Parshas Mishpotim, a second in Kisisa, and a third time over here, the same phrase. Lo yisav ashel gdi b'chalev imoy. What is it coming to tell me three times? Prat l'chayo ulo'oifuiz ulo'behemot meyo. That the din, bosa b'cholov, is only by a domesticated kosher animal, not by chayo, non-domesticated animals, not by birds, and not by behemoth meyo. The fact that we don't eat bosa b'cholov with oifis also, that is a din derabonon. But midei raisa, it's excluded from this pasuk. Rashi above in Parshas Mishpotim tells us the three times lo yisavashel gdiv achalev imoy is coming to tell us isur achilo, isur ano, isur bishul. That's from the repetition of lo yisavashel. And from the repetition of Gedi is what Rashi is learning out over here. Adkan, the 10th topic of Parshas Re'eh, Ma'acholois Asurois. The last Rashi, Loishevashel Gedi, is connected to the next topic, he's darshaning the Smichus. Loishevashel Gedi and Asat Asa, that we'll see in the next Bashir Bez Rashi.